This is another story for you, and it is written by Louise Eby. I'm reading it with her permission. The title is Helping Each Other Obey. Lester's father had died, so his mother worked at a nursing home to earn money to buy the things they needed. When she was at work, Lester stayed at Brother Clyde's house. Lester liked to play with Anthony, who was 6 years old. "Let's go see Mother Hen," said Lester one day. "Yes, let's," Anthony agreed. The boys ran to the chicken house. Mother Hen was sitting on her eggs. She had been sitting on them for a long time. "What do I hear?" Anthony cocked his head. "Scratch, scratch, scratch." "Do you think it's one of the chicks?" Lester asked eagerly. The boys waited for a while. The scratching continued. "Let's go play in our straw house in the haymow," Anthony suggested. "We can come back later." The boys had fun in the haymow. They crawled through the tunnels Anthony's father had helped them make. A while later, Anthony said, "Let's go check the chick." The boys ran to the chicken house. "Oh, look!" Anthony exclaimed. "The egg has a big hole in it. It will hatch soon." The boys stood and watched. After a while, the shell broke open and a wet little chick wiggled out. Lester touched the chick. "I wish I could hold it," he said. Then Lester reached out and picked up the little yellow chick. Anthony watched him but did not say anything. Later that day, Anthony's father came to the boys who were swinging in the yard. "Did you see that Mother Hen's chicks are hatching?" he asked. "Yes, we watched one this morning," Anthony answered. "You didn't hold it, did you?" father asked. "I didn't, but Lester did," Anthony answered. Lester looked down at the ground. "Come with me, boys," said Father. "I want to show you something." The boys followed Anthony's father to the chicken house. There, beside Mother Hen, lay a dead chick. "I believe this is the first chick that hatched," said Mother. "We told you boys not to hold the chicks until I say you may. Did you remember that?" Lester nodded silently. "I don't know if the chick died because you held it, Lester, or if it would have died anyway, but you were disobedient. I will need to punish you." Anthony's father took Lester's hand and led him to the feed room. After Lester's punishment, they went back to Anthony. "Anthony," his father began, "you did not touch the baby chick, but you saw Lester disobeying. You should have come and told Mother or me about it. We don't want you boys to become tattletales, but if one of you does something that is disobedient or dangerous, the other one should come and tell Mother or me. The Bible tells us that if someone tells us to do something wrong, we shall not do it. We should not help him keep his wrongdoing a secret either. The person who does wrong needs to be punished. If you keep it a secret when someone else disobeys, you are just as wrong as the one who has disobeyed. You are helping the other person to disobey. Do you understand?" Both boys nodded soberly. "You may go now," said Father. The boys ran off to the swings again. The next day, Lester and Anthony were playing in the sandbox. Anthony looked at Bessie the cow. She was lying contentedly in the pasture. "I'm going to sit on Bessie's back," he announced. Lester watched soberly as Anthony climbed over the fence. "Your father told us to stay out of the pasture," he reminded. Anthony climbed up on Bessie's back. "This is fun," he called. "Come on over, Lester." But Lester did not come. He hurried to the house. "What's wrong?" Anthony's mother asked when she saw Lester's troubled face. "Anthony is sitting on Bessie," Lester said. "Sitting on Bessie?" She hurried to the door. By that time, Anthony was coming across the yard. "Come here, Anthony," his mother said firmly. "Lester said you were sitting on Bessie's back. Is that right?" Anthony nodded soberly. You know Father told you to stay out of the pasture. Mother said, suppose Bessie would have stood up with you on her back. You could have fallen off and gotten hurt. Anthony hung his head. Anthony's mother led him to another room. Lester knew Anthony would be punished for disobeying. When they came back, Anthony's mother said, Lester, I am glad you came and told me what Anthony was doing. We want you boys to help each other be obedient. Lester was glad he had done what was right. Together, he and Anthony ran out to play again.